Weekend Living Fusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bjork.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. If you have a desire to live a life that is more than what you are currently experiencing, if you feel stuck, are experiencing health concerns, or are just curious about ways to improve your life, this show will give you new perspectives and steps to change your life. Today we're going to be talking about self-care. Taking care of you is so important, and it means nourishing all aspects of your life, the mental, emotional, and spiritual, as well as your physical being. We do want to take wonderful care of our physical body, as this is the vehicle that we have to move around in this physical life. Self-care is really an important thing, you know, all times of the year, all year round. But there are times and stages of life where it's even more important. Every decade brings more life experiences and knowledge. You know more in your 30s than you do in your 20s, and so on, right?
So we hope.
yeah. We hope. There's always that person that you wonder, where have you been? What have you been doing? So we gain incredible insight, hopefully, into life by the stages also that are a little more challenging, the ones in which we're the caregivers for others, especially those that we love, right? It isn't easy, and it's so time-consuming. We've got to do all of the other things that we're doing, and we still have that care to give to that person. And it can really drain all of your energy. I know this one personally. So time for ourselves at this point can seem like a really cruel joke, right?
Right.
And it's these times that we need self-care the most, the times that we're not as willing to really, you know, if we only have a few spare minutes of extra time, I need to get the laundry in, I need to get this done, when, no, you need to take care of you.
We constantly drain ourselves just trying to get the responsibilities, hitting the responsibilities and forgetting about everything else.
Right. The shoulds, right? Those lists. So we need to make the time to take care of ourselves that we can keep on moving forward. Nothing lasts forever, and these challenging times will pass too. And it's interesting to me that this is kind of like that Panini generation that I was talking about before in another show, where we may still have kids at home, but our parents are at a point where they need physical care, and you feel like you're squeezed from all ends. And it used to be called the sandwich generation, but I really think Panini fits better.
Pressure, heat.
I know, right?
All at once.
Sit on that thing, right? But, you know, self-care isn't something that we do once, and you can check it off your list and you're done. It's got to be the constant, consistent repetition of those tiny habits that are good for us, you know, that soothe us, that replenish us, that help to maintain optimal health, both emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And the best way to do this is to implement several small self-care habits daily. You know, it takes 28 days to create a habit. You know, just try and pick up one and start doing it. And this helps you to regularly shower your life with a little bit of love and attention for your mind, your body, and your soul. You know, we're so good at taking care of everyone else in our lives with great love and attention and care, yet we do not afford ourselves the same wonderful treatment most of the time. For starters, what does real self-care even mean? What does it look like? And are you looking at all aspects of your life when you think about self-care, or only, you know, the one that gets the most attention is the physical self-care? We got to exercise, we got to do this, we got to, you know, what do I look like, da-da-da-da. But there's so much more to it than that. We need self-care to maintain healthy relationships with ourselves, most importantly, right? Because it produces positive feelings and boosts our self-confidence and our self-esteem. And it's necessary to remind ourselves and others, you know, that we are important. Our needs are important. Our feelings are important. They need to be heard. We need to know what they are. All of these things come to mind in self-care.
Practicing self-care has actually been shown to do both physical and mental and both. We're both having issues today. affects all areas of your life, right? So when you do the self-care, it has been shown that you're more productive. You're more apt. You put yourself into your projects, more focus, more concentration, because you feel up to it. It also boosts your immune system. So we've talked a lot about stress over the course of time, but it's that where we are in those, our body is in that stress mode and we don't know to get it out. And when we do self-care, it actually pushes the part of our nervous system that regulates that and shuts it down. And so we have less opportunity to get sick or experience disease. And then when you do take care of yourself, the physical, mental, and emotional benefits just flow into everybody, right? Because that is the time we replenish. Some people, I think, see it as being selfish, but really when we take those moments to fill our own selves up, to be the best selves that we can be, then we can be more patient, more kind, more caring, empathetic, all those wonderful emotions that we can not only be to ourselves, but extend to other people as well. And so when you're talking like that caregiving aspect, you know, when you're stressed out and you're at the end of your rope, how do you really take care of somebody else when it's you're impatient and flustered and probably irritable?
Right. You know, so many times when you see someone and you know that that person is getting a lot of care and attention, I always look to the person behind them, knowing that that caregiver is giving everything. The needs of the person, that other person, are being met by everyone, by doctors and nurses and, you know, this. But the caregiver, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, they are the left out piece of the puzzle.
That's right.
So there are physical things that we can do, and we've kind of mentioned exercise as being one of them. That's kind of the go-to for people. When we move, we create those endorphins, those feel-good hormones. You know, it just helps us in general to be healthier on a daily basis. Dance, yoga, things like that can be part of those self-care things that can be fun and entertaining.
And recently, too, there have been studies that show we don't have to do our exercise all in one little group. You know, we can break it up in different parts of the day. So if you are really super busy, you can walk for 10 minutes here. Or you can do squats for 10 minutes here. Oh, sure. You know, you can break it up so that it doesn't feel so overwhelming. Or if you don't have time, find those minutes. Take the stairs. Do whatever you need to do to take care of you.
Absolutely. The other two big ones are nutrition, right?
Yes.
Eating well, making sure you're getting a wide array of vegetables, avoiding sugar, minimal amounts of caffeine, the things that we can do to keep our body functioning optimally, and sleeping, having regular wake-up times, trying to get enough sleep. That 8 hours is really that magical mark for people in order to be able to function, in order for your mind to be in a place where it can focus and concentrate and get all the benefits of it.
And something that we talk about, too, in our stress reduction course is keeping the electronics out of the bedroom.
Yes.
That blue light that it is emitted from your cell phones, from all sorts of different things, or that light is the thing that goes to the brain and shoots up, oh, wake up, wake up, wake up. And so you can't fall into the deepest kind of sleep that you need.
It's a toxic element to a sleep hygiene pattern,
it is.
That's for sure.
It is.
Things like finances, staying within a budget, you know, and not overspending and putting undue stress on yourself, especially in a time around the holidays that tends to be an issue for people.
Right.
So knowing your parameters there.
Absolutely.
Practical things like housekeeping. I know for myself, if my environment is in chaos and there are things everywhere, my focus and attention is out the door. You wouldn't think that looking at my desk, but
I was going to say, honey, I sit right across from you. What are you talking about?
My home. I'm speaking of my home.
Okay. Yeah, the clutter can be, almost like a disease.
Yeah.
It's important to get that under control. Even taking a small portion at a time and organizing it can help you feel so much better.
Yeah. An element of self-care.
That's right.
There are things like safety and security, you know, making sure you're locking your doors, or if you feel better having a camera on your house, whatever that might look like. But those are all fall into that. How do we feel better? What are those little things that we can do for ourselves that provide us nourishment, care, and decrease our stress levels?
Right.
Cooking, I should have mentioned before, is, you know, goes really well with that nutrition aspect of it, because when we cook, there are studies that have been done that show that families that provide meals have less stress levels, better communication, you know, they have those elements that really are nourishing to relationships. So bringing in fresh foods, making your own meals, and then sitting down and enjoying them together, it doesn't have to be something you're doing alone. It can be something you're doing together and bringing everyone a piece of that self-care.
Right. Something along the lines of that too. One piece of self-care is if you're short on time and you're feeling stressed, a lot of the grocery stores nowadays have a delivery service. You just pick them up, you know, click them online and it's brought to your door. So if you're a young mother and you have children, it's really an episode going to the grocery store. That's another thing that you might want to take a look at. On the next segment of the show, we're going to be talking about things that you can do for yourself to take care of your mental health. So for more information or to schedule an appointment at our clinic, please check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can find podcasts of our shows on our website, AM950's website, iTunes, or wherever you find your podcasts. We want to thank you for joining us on Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk some more about self-care. What do you need? And let us help you get it.
Most of us try to be careful about how we eat and the safety of our food. At Total Dog Company, we believe in giving our dogs nutritious, safe food, too. We offer a variety of kibble, canned and frozen and dehydrated raw foods. We study ingredient lists of every food we sell, and we don't sell products that are primarily vegetable protein or that contain generic proteins, byproducts, fillers, or artificial preservatives. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
If you're someone that counts on AM 950 to bring you the latest in progressive politics, news, and talk, remember, we can't do it alone. support our many great advertisers and let them know you heard about their business on AM 950. If you don't know who to talk to, simply write AM 950 on your receipt. AM 950 is supported by small, local businesses, so you're not only helping us and those businesses, but our local economy as well. For a complete list of our sponsors, log on to am950radio.com.
And welcome to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bjork.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. Today we're talking about self-care, the many aspects of how that might look for you. Taking care of ourselves physically is one of the major focuses when we think about self-care, and yet there are other facets of ourselves that deserve equal time if we are going to live a life that is healthy in all ways, shapes, and forms, and live life to the fullest. One of the first things that comes to mind to me is positive thoughts and positive speech. So one of the things that we can do to create our world is to keep our thoughts positive, because they do create our reality. And what we say influences our life, as well as those around us, our family, our friends. So we need to surround ourselves with positivity, positive people, positive thoughts, because what we focus our time, energy, and attention on, we get more of. Go ahead.
That can be challenging.
Oh, it can.
Because our brains are just bing, 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 I'm over here, I'm over there, squirrel moment here, right?
Right.
So to be able to actually focus your thoughts to create that, we talked whole show on that about rewiring the brain.
Right.
One time.
And the fact that we're kind of wired to go to the negative side. So it
Absolutely.
Is a positive, it's a focus, right? It's changing that, shifting it. So it's really an important thing. And then some other things that are important too is making time for expansion. And by that, we mean reading, learning new things. You know, when my kids were little, I used to set the alarm an hour earlier than what I knew I had to get up to get everybody else in the household up, because that was my hour for reading, just for me, because at the end of the day, I wasn't assured that I could get it.
Or too tired to take it.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I totally love the book aspect of it. It's such an escape sometime, like just picking up a fiction book or reading something that you're interested in and exploring a new subject. I know when I was a kid, my mom, all of a sudden she'd just be yelling my name. And I'm like, why are you yelling at me? I'm just reading. And she's like, I've been yelling at you for like 5 minutes, you know, but it would just nourish it. Reading just feeds my soul.
Yes. Mine too. And you're right, because we do a lot of research and we read a lot of things for work. So when you can do something that you get lost in the silliness of it, that's really wonderful. And then taking some courses might be a wonderful thing too, whether it's community ed or at a local school. And, you know, it's kind of fun to switch it up. So if you work in your head all day, take a pottery class, you know, or vice versa. Really switch that up. It's kind of fun. Or poetry. I have a daughter-in-law that loves poetry. Or something more rigorous even. My grandmother used to do crossword puzzles every single day. And I know a lot of people that do Sudoku puzzles, that type of thing.
Yeah, we have a family member that does that as well.
Yeah.
Floors me. I'm like, oh, how do you
know?
I
think if I knew the rules.
Vocabulary.
Yeah. Then thinking too about what you would still like to do with your life, you know, making time to daydream. What are your dreams? In order to make our dreams come true, we first have to know what they are. So you need to take the time to figure that out.
And sometimes we get so overwhelmed with the responsibilities of life and making sure those to-do lists are done. It's not only that we don't take the time, it's that we almost get so far away from that we don't know how to do it anymore.
That's right. The same with stress. People don't know what it means to feel relaxed. So along with that, time management techniques are also something that could be useful. And studies have shown that you know, people who work 9-10 hour days are actually not getting more done than somebody who works far less time. Because when we don't have that job burnout or self burnout, we get things done more quickly and we have fresher ideas.
That makes total sense.
Another one is knowing how to and when to say no. If you are a people pleaser, this can be very challenging for you. Mm-hmm. So something to do to give you more time to figure out what you really want to say is if somebody asks you something and they're expecting you to say yes, but you're feeling, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I want to. A wonderful thing to say is, you know what, I'm going to have to get back to you on that. And this gives you time to consider whether you really, truly do want to do it or you want to say no. And 99% of the time, they never come back and ask you again.
And that also leads to the sometimes it is okay to cancel plans.
Absolutely.
You know, if it's not in your highest good, or have you ever been part of the group where somebody just doesn't want to be there, that, mm-hmm. you know, they would rather be anywhere else, but in that moment, that just kind of takes the essence out of it for everyone.
Killer, right? Yeah.
And you don't want to be, I'm sure none of us want to be that person either. And so giving yourself permission once in a while to say, this doesn't fit for me right now. I could almost use more alone time in this moment than being in a group or whatever that might be.
Right. So it's okay to cancel plans. It's okay to change your mind.
Yes.
A lot of people, you know, they don't like it when you change your mind, but that shows someone who's open to growth and expansion. And that's really an important thing too. And doing something fun for yourself every day. This means that you must know yourself well enough to know what that would be. Because we can become so serious and so bogged down in the minutiae of life, and it can be challenging too. Another thing that is extremely important is knowing how to debrief yourself from your day. A lot of people use the car ride home to kind of make that transition from work to home and home to work. But what if you don't have a long length of time? You've got to know what you need. Whether it's, you know, you hit the door and everyone in the house knows you need 30 minutes to yourself and then you're going to be theirs. Whatever it is for you, where you stop it, you know, along the way, get a cup of coffee or whatever it is, that, you know, or tea. Whatever it is for you, you need to know how to do that.
I heard a great story one time about someone who kept a basket outside the front door.
Yes.
And when they came home, they just basically visualized putting all their garbage from the day into the basket before they stepped through the door.
Yeah. There's another one where a gentleman walked by a tree every day and he would touch the tree. And he would leave his troubles in the tree and pick them back up when he left.
I like that one too.
Yeah. So we really encourage you to start really living each day and just stop existing. Be fully present in every moment, letting it affect you and create wonderful memories for you. You've got some memories that just include you, right? Like recently it's been snowing, and to watch that really beautiful soft snow coming down and the way it sparkles on the, you know, street lights, or driving around right now when we're recording this, it's close to Christmas and the holidays. There's so many lights all over the city.
There's so many ways to enjoy those sensory moments, you know, watching the flicker of a candle, eating mindfully that piece of chocolate or candy that you might be doing, walking barefoot in the grass.
Absolutely.
Not in Minnesota this time of year.
Right.
It happens.
So another wonderful thing to do when we want you to really try to do this is stop overthinking. We can think ourselves into scenarios that may never happen, and it does nothing but harm us. So we've given you some things to think about. Also taking a mental health day if you need it. Whatever it is that you need to do, take time for you. On the next segment of the show, we're going to be talking about how to care for yourself emotionally. For more information or to schedule an appointment at our clinic, please check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You'll find our podcast there, at AM950's website, iTunes, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Toyota-thon is on. Get over to Rudy Luther Toyota for huge Toyota-thon discounts. Rudy Luther is one of the largest volume Toyota certified pre-owned dealers in the U.S. They have the right cars in the best condition at the Rudy Luther Toyota fair value price. And Rudy Luther needs more cars and trucks to sell. So right now, you can get a great Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy price on your vehicle. Go to RudyLutherToyota.com for all the Toyota-thon deals. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of the Minnesota Health and Wellness Show, inviting you to listen each Saturday from noon to one. We talk about your health and your life by covering topics including healthcare, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support. On my next show, I will be talking with Susan Marshak, the executive director of the Minnesota Network of Hospice and Palliative Care Organization, about their mission to educate us on the benefits of hospice care. Please join us this Saturday from noon to one for the Minnesota Health and Wellness Show.
Lowry Hill Meats, your neighborhood full-service butcher shop that works directly with family farms. Using whole animals gives Lowry Hill Meats the benefit of preparing custom cuts and dry aging. They offer beef, lamb, goat, pork, and poultry, including whole duck, roasting hens, turkey, quail, pheasant, and Cornish hens. Their sausages are made fresh in-house weekly using 40 rotating recipes. Try their handcrafted sandwiches. They are second to none. Lowry Hill Meats is located at 1934 Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis or online at lowryhillmeats.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style right here on AM 950. Hey, I've only got a few seconds, so here's the deal. Habitation is the coolest furniture store in town. Not only have we got some of the most exceptional furniture in the cities, but in many cases, Habitation can offer you store credit on your existing furniture. Stop in, talk to one of our designers, and let us help you make your home exceptional. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman for Continental Diamond. You've heard me talk about this place for a long time, and this holiday season, it's time to get your loved one a gift that will last a lifetime. Their experts know all the latest trends and will help you find the perfect gift to fit any budget with an amazing in-stock selection to choose from. Stay away from the craziness of the malls and visit Continental Diamond, adjacent to the West End in St. Louis Park, and at ContinentalDiamond.com. That's Continental Diamond for the perfect holiday gift.
Why must the world be so cold? They've gone against what was told. Thinking rape is cool? Think about it. They think it's not wrong. Violence against women, the rape, the abuse, the emotional, physical. They all hold the hate. Think about it. Is it right or wrong? What attracts you? I'm not saying no names, but you laugh. Talk about it like nothing is wrong. Think about it. They all hold the hate. Gotta stop the violence. Stop the hate. Think about it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Welcome to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bierick.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. Today we're talking about self-care. And in this segment we're going to be learning about ways to explore your emotional tapestry, to see your emotions as colors that can be used to enhance your enjoyment of life. You know, there are many people who struggle with emotions.
What?
It's sort of like, you know, digging something out of
them.
Yeah. Well, they're not comfortable with their own, and, you know, they've not had much experience using emotion words to describe how they feel. And a lot of times it's not something that was encouraged in their home of origin. And if this is true for you, or you don't find that you have much practice in it, there are these wonderful things called emotion word wheels that we use a lot when we're teaching, and they show the ranges and expansiveness of emotion words. There are so many words between rage and being, you know, irritated.
It's surprising, actually.
It is. It is.
Breadth of that.
There's even this really incredible dictionary. It's an emotion word dictionary, and you can get them on Amazon.
Most people like to stick to "I'm happy," "I'm fine," which isn't really an emotion.
Fine and good.
Yes.
If I had a dollar for every time I've heard those two, right? But you know, emotional self-care can be a very positive thing. It means things like this: letting go of someone that you need to let go of. We talk about this a lot too, the abusers, the emotional drains, or the codependent relationships that are holding you back or hurting you in any way, shape, or form, right? We have found, and studies have shown, that people will stay with an abusive person until that person abuses them a little bit more than they abuse themselves. When you think about it, we're our own worst critic. We're hardest on ourselves. And so it's very important to sit with that. But once that person abuses them a little bit more, they're out. So your self-talk is really important. It's challenging to change this if we've collected a lifetime of hurt and abuse.
For sure.
And yet it's so important for you to sit and to consciously choose to put yourself first and your well-being. And that goes really well with letting go of emotional patterns that no longer serve you or never did. Being the victim. We've talked about that before, right?
Yeah. Hurts everybody in the long run, really.
It does. And you're teaching the people around you how to treat you and what's acceptable.
Right.
And then another thing that I love to teach about is learning something emotionally healthy, such as positive thinking and sacred language. We mentioned a little bit about that in a previous segment here. They both need to be worked on, our thoughts and our spoken language.
Can you give an example of sacred language?
Yes. One of the most important things is to eliminate contractions. When you think about it, when you hear something about "don't" instead of "do," you can almost feel a physical kind of energy pushing back, right? So conscious language, sacred language, is being much more aware of what we're saying, eliminating contractions, thinking of reframing everything into a positive.
I like the one where we, I know we've caught each other on this a couple of times, but seeing something as a challenge instead of seeing it as hard.
Right, right. You'll notice that we say challenging instead, or difficult. We don't use the word difficult. It's going to be, you know, hard as a table, hard as cement, hard as that type of thing. When you view something as challenging versus hard, it changes that for you, and it becomes a positive thing, because most people like a challenge, right?
Most people.
Yeah. Yeah, we try that, right? So that's a fun thing. We have a class on that, too, if you're ever interested in that. It's wonderful, and it changes your life forever. And then boundaries. You know, do you have them? Are they in one extreme or another? Meaning, do you have too little of them or too much of them? You know, again.
Are you a fortress?
Yes, yes. This is my bubble. Don't go in there. Not made of that, it's made of cement.
I think with the boundary, sometimes we almost don't feel it's okay to be just forthright about something.
Right.
Like, I don't appreciate how you're talking to me right now, or it's not okay that you behave that way around me, you know. So feeling free to remove yourself from a situation, or just letting someone know that that's, you know, that's against your grain. That's
yes.
Okay. That's not a negative or a bad thing to do to somebody.
It's wonderful. I have a friend that will state up front that I don't do gossip. So if you want to have conversations like that, I need to leave, or you need to change what we're going to talk about because I don't do gossip. And over time, people learn that about her, and because she does walk away.
Well, and what a great lesson to teach other people,
yes.
too. Because what point does gossip serve other than to
right.
create drama?
Yes. And then something we talked a little bit about, avoiding compassion fatigue. Those people who take care of other people, they have you know, that part that has empathy, that has compassion, that has all of these emotions, it can, if you think of it, you know, when we are full like a balloon, right? But as you go through the day, that depletes a little bit. By the end of the day, their balloon is flat land. You know, it's just flat line there. It's just going to be on the land. It's not going to be. So we have to really watch that for ourselves so that we keep some compassion for us too.
And not to stereotype, but in my experience, women in general seem to fall into that category way
right.
more than men do.
Right.
And, you know,
that nurturing.
Be it our nurturing natures.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And stop existing. Start living. What do you want that creates joy in your life? Who do you want in your life? Let's start dreaming. Let's start doing.
Say yes to some things.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Was it Frankie and Grace? Super funny show, right? But an episode where they're like, okay, we're just going to say yes to everything and
yes.
see what happens.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. Because one of them have, every year they have a yes day.
Yeah, that was right.
Yeah. Yeah. She ended up buying a bar one time.
Right.
Because, yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. But, you know, it's fun to do those types of things, right? And again, laughter is very important. It lifts our spirits and it actually is very healthy for us. And you've all read the studies where a doctor years ago found out that he had cancer and he was not the doctor any longer. He was the patient. First thing he did was order all the Three Stooges movies he could find to laugh and get those good endorphins going for him. And there's another thing that I would love if everyone knew more about. There's so many health benefits of having alignment between what you say and what you truly want for yourself. Learning to say no when you mean no and yes when you mean that. But also feeling that it's okay to say what you think and how you feel, especially how you feel, and that it's important. Feelings are important. You are important.
And we've talked about that before as well. Acknowledging what those feelings are allows
yes.
you to actually help process them and get them out versus store them in your body to build up to create later issues.
Right. And also emotionally, when we as women tell men in our life something that we need to process, okay, emotionally, they want to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to be more clear when you need to get something off your chest or you want to share what you feel, preface it by saying, I don't want you to fix anything. I just need to talk to you about this.
I just need you to listen.
Right. I need to process this. Help me process it. But I don't want you to fix it. I need to take care of that myself. And then no blame, no guilt, but taking responsibility for what is yours. Blaming and guilt are two things that keep people stuck in patterns that are not healthy for themselves. It's a very important thing to, it doesn't matter, blame or guilt. It matters that I take responsibility for my life, for my words, for my actions, that type of thing.
And keep in mind that someone else may not. The other side
Absolutely.
Of that is they may not take responsibility
yeah.
in that situation. That doesn't have to affect you. Not taking your own responsibility. That's, you can still see what theirs is, even if they're not acknowledging it, and
right.
you can act from there.
Letting their stuff be their stuff.
Yeah.
Again, you don't have to fix them. You need to take care of you. And when we remember that all of our emotions are there to help us experience life more fully, and that they're a gift, they're not quite as scary anymore. Another thing that we talk about is doing things with love, right? One of the things that changed my life forever was, again, working with sacred language. I changed, I have to clean my house to, I'm going to put a little loving on my house.
I love that.
Yeah. And if you, you know, it changes everything because then there's more pride in it and you do love it and it
more
becomes,
gratitude.
Yeah. And it becomes more a joyful experience. That and Tina Turner when you're doing it.
For some of us.
She makes you get it done fast.
I was just going to go back real quick to the emotions and how they help us experience life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know part of your work is teaching people, and I've done it mine, where their emotions are in their body.
Absolutely.
And why that's important and if we can acknowledge that and recognize it. Can you speak to that for a second?
Absolutely. Anger is really the easiest one to begin with. Most people know what happens to their body when they feel anger. It could be a feeling in the pit of their stomach. It could be their shoulders or their tensing or their fists clenching. When you know where you feel anger in your body, you can move on to other things. Fear, that's another one that's easy. Notice these are more of the negative connotations, right? Sorrow is another one. When we realize and know ourselves well enough that this is where I feel fear, you can be doing something like even raking the leaves, doing something mindlessly or whatever, and you start feeling something in your body, you can think, oh my gosh, that's where I feel fear. What am I afraid of? And by doing that, you can head it off at the pass before it becomes a full-blown episode of something. So it's really important to know where we feel our emotions.
And even so, that little element, that little habit of self-care too, when you feel it, sort of like the anger, if you feel it creeping up in your shoulders, that's a good time to, you know, breathe into that, relax those shoulders, do something physical that's right. going to combat what's going on there in that moment as well.
Absolutely. I used to work with someone who, when they became tense, their shoulders went up, and then pretty soon the shoulders were up at the earlobes, and it was going, okay, take your shoulders down a few feet.
What happened to your neck?
I know, right? That's so true. I don't know if we mentioned journaling being a really good thing, too.
Oh, that was wonderful.
About getting your emotions out. People will write about loss or about their anger or whatever, and it's so healthy because then you get those things out of your body and onto the paper. On the next segment of the show, we're going to be talking about taking care of our spiritual side. So for more information or to schedule an appointment in our clinic, please check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can find podcasts of our shows on our website, AM950's website, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd like to thank you for joining us on Awakened Living Infusion radio show on the AM950 radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we're adding an extra hour.
1 hour's too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
Great. More time for me to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national Native news with reporters all around the country. Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and streaming live on Facebook.
Expedition Journal, entry number 7. It's been a week since I entered this vast land called Big Buy Electronics in search of a digital camera. Today, I encountered several people calling themselves employees, but they only spoke of car stereos, knowing nothing of cameras. So I continued westward through endless forests of CDs and DVDs. By evening, I took refuge near some televisions to regain my bearings. I begin to wonder if this camera department is a myth. I should have heeded my colleagues and gone to National Camera. Their knowledge and customer service is the stuff of legend. But it is too late for me now. Tell my wife. I love her.
Check out National Camera's stunning collection of photo gifts and cards and create keepsakes with your favorite photos. Choose from metal and canvas prints, mugs, ornaments, holiday cards, and more in-store or online at natcam.com.
Hi, this is Laura Hedlund. Check out Food Freedom Radio anytime on podcast. We've had some fun shows this fall. We had Brian DeVore with Wildly Successful Farming. We had the president of the Minnesota Farmers Union. We played clips from the governor's forums. We had the whole show with Tim Walz. And then we'll be talking with IATP on the update NAFTA plan. So tune to Food Freedom Radio live Saturdays at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast at am950radio.com.
vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, and then you throw them away, right? Well, if you're ready to break out of that vicious cycle, we have the answer. Never heard of A1 Vacuum? They've been around forever, offering better alternatives. So if you're ready to stop filling the landfill, give A1 Vacuum a shot. Located in Roseville and ready to show you something better. Find them at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316. Better yet, drop by.
Wish for me, let the petals of a rose bloom. Paint the season gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the soul. The life giver, so come on now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand. Let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land.
Welcome to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bjerk.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. Today we're talking about self-care, and a very important part of this is feeding your soul, that essence of who you are, and making time for you, creating the space for this part of you to flourish in your life. So it's really important to make time for personal connection with yourself, to know what you believe, what you feel, what you understand to be true for you, and also a connection to something greater than yourself, because this enriches your life and adds depth and meaning to it. So we can always study something new in this area too.
Yeah, I think people don't think about things like philosophy and logic, religion or poetry even, and how really eye-opening new ways of thinking can lead to different beliefs for us or to tweak our perceptions. You know, we might hear something that might seem new but really will resonate to our core and be like, oh my gosh, that just, so many things make sense now,
right?
When we kind of expand and look into those different things.
There's a wonderful book. It's very, very thick, but it takes into account all the great religions of the world. So that isn't necessarily what we're talking about here. We're talking about, you know, reaching into our souls. However, when we understand more about those around us, we can make greater connections.
Exactly.
So we've talked about this many times, a gratitude journal or a joy journal feeds your soul and helps to create more happiness and connectedness in your life. When you are feeling happy, when you're feeling joyful, that's contagious. Right?
For sure.
So is the other, you know, emotions the other way, but we're trying to focus on the ones that are positive.
Well, and gratitude too. I notice, yes, in my life, if someone's being grateful, it kind of triggers something like, oh yeah, I have so much to be grateful for, or then I do it, and then my daughter, you know, it's just this beautiful flow
and
for everybody.
What we focus our time, energy, and attention on, we get more of. It grows, and that's a wonderful thing to have grow. Feeling centered is really important in this, and so creating rituals that help us feel centered. It can be as small as having a cup of coffee on your porch in the morning.
I'm amazing at that one.
You are. Personally have witnessed that one many times. And just reflecting over your day, it could be creating a sacred spot. Like some people create an altar or something that is very sacred to them where they go for prayer, reflection, or meditation, relaxation, that type of thing. Taking classes and workshops that expand this part of you and put you in connection with like-minded people is so important. We teach so many classes in our clinic on spirituality and health-related things, and it's wonderful to see people who have never met each other before become deep friends.
Yeah, that community is such a huge piece for so much, because when we feel connected, it's not just that... Well, there's that common bond that elevates our mood, but it also then helps us gather that idea of feeling greater, connected to something greater even than that.
Right. We had someone yesterday ask us, you know, do you see more men or women in the clinic? And they thought that it would be, the answer would be women, and it isn't, mm-hmm. Which is interesting too.
Yes.
That more and more men are wanting to take health to a different level and also their spiritual selves. Here's another one. This one I love and I teach a lot about is
learning how to connect more with your intuition. What does that feel like? What does that look like? Learning how to listen to it and trust it, that voice inside of you.
I think that leads into that feeling of purpose. You know, when we feel purposeful in life, and that sort of guides us to what maybe that is. What is our element? Why are we here? And that's an important question, I think, that many of us ask ourselves, you know, like,
right.
what is the point here?
And the interesting thing is we're not given all of the steps at one time. We're given a step and asked to trust and to follow it. And take that step and you'll be given another one. It's not like, okay, here's your manual.
Right.
Here's the whole thing. Can I just skip to the end?
Steps 1 through 62.
Right. Yeah.
No. And then you have 5 screws left at the end. You're like, what was that for?
That's right. Yeah. And sometimes we take a little bit of detour, right? And that's okay. It's part of our growth. It's all good. It's all learning.
And that trust is a very large part of it, and that can be challenging,
right,
for a lot of people.
And remembering that everything is conspiring for your highest good. And when we have free will enter in there, sometimes that can be, you know, what do I do now? You know, everything is kind of planned for wonderful good for us. And yet we have that free will where we feel less than, and we don't take that road. But it's going to do that recalculating bit like a GPS, right? It's still there in your life, in your future, if you desire it.
Right. And that element of self-care then is those steps, those of getting it right, like we talked about it first, getting into the habit of listening, of seeing,
yes,
even the habit of trusting.
Yeah. And watching for signs, they're all around us if we're aware. And that's really an important piece too. And we both love this next one, is taking time to connect with nature.
It's better than coffee.
Oh, what? Wow, I never thought I'd hear you say that one. It is, you know, we talked about walking in the grass barefoot, and that's really an important thing. It connects us to ourselves. It revives us. It gets rid of negative energy. That's the scientific part. It really actually does. So it helps to ground us. That's an important piece.
Decreases our stress. Mm-hmm. Studies show that even just looking out a window at trees can,
absolutely,
decrease your cortisol levels, your stress hormones.
And if you are in a room with no windows, get a picture of nature.
Yes.
And be able to kind of, you know, take yourself into that picture whenever you can. One of the most important things that we want to encourage you to do is to be gentle with yourself, to be good to yourself. We are harder on ourselves than we are on anyone else. And that's a shame. It is.
And it shouldn't be that complex, right? Oh, I said shouldn't.
I know, and I said shame. Normally those are two things that we don't say.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Being gentle with yourself is being kind like you would to anyone else. And taking time to love yourself, which is actually the topic for next week's show. We're going to be talking about self-love, what that looks like, what it means, what you can do to love yourself more. We hope that you've enjoyed this journey of self-care, and we'll get to know yourself on a deeper level so that you can learn what you need, not just to function, but to flourish. Thank you for being with us today on Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. For more information or to schedule an appointment in our clinic, please check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can also find our shows as podcasts on our website, AM950's website, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join us next Saturday as we tackle the subject of self-love. You've been listening to the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show here on AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.